As the world grew and changed, Ethan Hayes's legacy remained a constant, a flame that illuminated humanity's path toward a kinder, more compassionate future. His teachings were so deeply embedded in the fabric of society that even children who had never heard his name could feel his influence, living in a world shaped by his vision. In bustling cities and quiet villages alike, Ethan's values guided the way people lived, worked, and interacted. Schools had adopted empathy as a core part of their curricula, teaching children from an early age that kindness was as essential as any academic subject. Healthcare institutions integrated empathy-driven care, prioritizing each patient's dignity and well-being. Even in politics, where competition and division once reigned, leaders increasingly governed with a commitment to Ethan's principles of unity, resilience, and service. The world had transformed into a place where compassion was no longer just an ideal but a living, breathing reality, one that touched every facet of life. One autumn day, a young girl named Sophia was reading The Resilient Workplace in her family's garden. She was only 12, but she had become captivated by Ethan's story after her teacher had shared it with the class. She read eagerly, hanging on to every word, feeling a deep connection to Ethan's journey and the strength he had found in kindness. When she reached the end of the book, she closed it softly, staring at the cover with a sense of awe. She felt as if she had discovered a friend in Ethan, a friend who believed in her, who encouraged her to be brave, and who showed her that one person could change the world. Inspired, Sophia went inside to talk to her mother. "Mom," she said, her voice filled with conviction, "I want to do something to make the world better, just like Ethan did." Her mother smiled, recognizing the same spark of passion she had seen in herself years ago when she, too, had first read Ethan's story. "What do you have in mind, Sophia?" her mother asked gently. Sophia thought for a moment, then replied, "I want to start a group at school where we do kind things for people. Helping, listening, just making others feel important." "I think Ethan would have liked that." Her mother nodded, pride shining in her eyes. "He would have loved that, Sophia. Go for it. I know you'll make a difference." With her mother's encouragement, Sophia started Hearts of Light, a group where students came together to plan acts of kindness around their school and neighborhood. They wrote notes of encouragement for their classmates, volunteered to clean up the local park, and held open discussions on empathy and friendship. Hearts of Light grew quickly, becoming a beloved part of the school community. Sophia's friends were excited to join, inspired by her dedication and by Ethan's story. The group became a sanctuary for students, a place where they could share their struggles, uplift one another, and find strength in unity. Sophia had planted a seed, and it blossomed into a movement that filled her school with warmth and joy. And as Hearts of Light spread to other schools, the spirit of Ethan Hayes touched yet another generation, reminding them that kindness was a gift they could always give. In a distant city, an elderly woman named Hannah was preparing for the Day of Compassion. A longtime follower of Ethan's teachings, Hannah had spent her life as a social worker, guiding families and helping them find hope during difficult times. Now retired, she continued to live by Ethan's principles, volunteering at shelters and leading community groups in her neighborhood. Each Day of Compassion, Hannah organized an event called the Gathering of Hearts, where community members came together to share stories of kindness, resilience, and gratitude. It was a time for people to reflect on the impact Ethan's legacy had made on their lives and to renew their commitment to his values. This year, Hannah invited young and old alike to share their stories. Children spoke of friendships strengthened by empathy, teenagers shared how kindness had helped them navigate difficult situations, and elders recounted the profound ways Ethan's story had shaped their lives. As Hannah listened, she felt an overwhelming sense of gratitude. Ethan's legacy had touched so many, creating a web of connections that spanned generations, cultures, and beliefs. His light continued to grow, carried forward by those who believed in the power of compassion. At the end of the evening, Hannah stood before the crowd, her voice filled with warmth and reverence. "Ethan Hayes taught us that compassion is a gift we can give at any moment, to anyone. He showed us that one act of kindness can ripple through the world, changing lives in ways we may never see. Today, as we honor his memory, let us remember that we, too, are part of his legacy. Each of us has the power to carry his light forward." The crowd rose in applause, and as they held hands in a circle, they felt Ethan's spirit with them, a quiet, steady presence that reminded them that kindness was eternal. Years continued to pass, and Ethan's story became a fixture in history books and cultural traditions around the world. His values guided individuals and communities, becoming an unspoken bond between people of every background. His legacy was no longer just a story, it was a way of life, a foundation upon which people built their relationships, their families, and their futures. In a world more interconnected than ever, people found strength in Ethan's message. They created new traditions of compassion, honored his teachings in their own unique ways, and passed his story to their children, who would carry it forward with pride. On the 200th anniversary of Ethan Hayes's birth, the world gathered to celebrate his life in a momentous global event. At the heart of humanity, millions gathered, both in person and through virtual reality, to honor the man who had changed the world through kindness. People of all ages, from young children to the elderly, stood together, holding candles, lanterns, and lights that glowed brightly against the night sky. Eva, now a respected leader in the foundation, stood on stage before the crowd. Her voice was steady, filled with reverence and joy. "Today, we celebrate Ethan Hayes not just as a figure of history, but as a part of each of us," she said. "He believed in humanity's potential for goodness, and he trusted that we would carry his light forward. Tonight, as we stand together in his memory, we are living proof that his vision was real, that kindness is our greatest strength, and that we are united in a legacy that will never fade." The crowd erupted in applause, a chorus of voices from around the world joining in celebration. People held up their lights, creating a radiant display that illuminated the heart of humanity and the surrounding cityscape. It was a beautiful, moving tribute to the man who had shown the world that kindness, above all else, was the force that could truly change the world. As the celebration continued, people shared stories, laughter, and tears, honoring Ethan's memory and reflecting on the impact he had made. His legacy was not just a collection of stories or monuments, it was a way of life, an unbreakable connection that spanned time and space. And as long as there were people willing to carry his message forward, to live with compassion and resilience, Ethan Hayes's light would continue to shine. For Ethan had given the world a gift, an enduring flame of kindness, a legacy of love and unity that would guide humanity for generations to come. And as people looked to the future, they knew that they were never alone, that they were bound by a shared commitment to making the world a better place. The world had been forever changed by Ethan Hayes, and his light would continue to burn brightly, an eternal reminder of the power of compassion and the limitless potential of the human spirit. The celebration of Ethan Hayes's 200th anniversary echoed around the world, reminding humanity of the enduring strength of kindness, unity, and resilience. Ethan's legacy, once a single man's journey, had become a global movement, a guiding force in the lives of millions. In the days following the celebration, a young journalist named Oliver was inspired to create a documentary exploring the modern impact of Ethan's teachings. Having grown up hearing stories of the resilient workplace and the heart of humanity, Oliver wanted to understand how deeply Ethan's values had shaped society. He traveled to communities across continents, interviewing people who carried Ethan's spirit in their everyday lives. Oliver's first stop was a bustling market in Nairobi, where he met Amara, the founder of The Haven. Amara's wellness center, inspired by Ethan, had become a place of refuge for people seeking comfort and community. During their conversation, Amara explained how Ethan's story had given her the courage to create a space where everyone could feel valued and supported. "Ethan believed that compassion is a universal language," Amara told Oliver. "Here at The Haven, we welcome people from all walks of life. We remind them, just as he reminded us, that kindness has the power to heal." Oliver captured Amara's story on film, watching as she guided visitors with empathy and grace. He could see the legacy of Ethan Hayes living on in every smile, every gesture of kindness, and every life touched by Amara's work. Next, Oliver visited a school in Germany where children learned about Ethan Hayes as part of their curriculum. He joined a class discussion led by their teacher, Mr. Keller, who spoke about Ethan as if he were a close friend. The students listened intently, fascinated by the story of a man who had turned hardship into hope for the world. One student raised her hand, asking, "Why did Ethan care so much about other people?" Mr. Keller smiled. "Ethan understood that each of us is connected, that by helping others, we're also helping ourselves. He showed us that kindness is not just an action but a way of seeing the world." The children nodded thoughtfully, inspired by Ethan's belief in a united, compassionate world. As Oliver filmed their discussion, he felt a renewed sense of hope. Ethan's vision had become part of the very fabric of education, teaching young minds that kindness and empathy were as essential as any academic subject. Oliver's journey then took him to Rio de Janeiro, where he met Diego, the environmental activist who had founded Earth's Embrace. Diego shared how he had used Ethan's teachings to connect people to the planet, encouraging them to see environmental stewardship as an extension of compassion. "Ethan Hayes taught us that kindness isn't limited to people," Diego explained, looking out over a community garden he had helped create. It extends to the Earth itself. Just as we care for each other, we must care for our planet. Earth's embrace is my way of honoring his legacy. As Oliver filmed Diego and the volunteers tending to the garden, he realized that Ethan's values had expanded to encompass not only human relationships but also humanity's relationship with the natural world. Ethan's legacy was now a beacon for environmental harmony, inspiring people to protect and cherish the planet. In the final leg of his journey, Oliver returned to the Heart of Humanity Monument, where visitors from around the world came to pay tribute to Ethan Hayes. He was struck by the diversity of people gathered there: families, teachers, students, community leaders, all united by their belief in the power of kindness. As he walked through the monument's corridors, Oliver met a young girl named Lily, who was visiting with her parents. Lily held a small candle, her eyes wide with wonder as she looked up at the monument. Curious, Oliver knelt down to speak with her. "Hi, Lily," he said gently. "What do you think of the Heart of Humanity?" Lily smiled shyly. "It's beautiful. My mom told me that Ethan Hayes was a man who believed in helping others. I want to be like him one day." Oliver felt a surge of emotion, realizing that Ethan's legacy would live on in children like Lily, who carried his light within their hearts. "You already are like him, Lily," he said. "Every time you're kind, every time you help someone, you're carrying his light forward." Lily's face brightened, and she held her candle a little higher, understanding for the first time that she, too, was part of something greater. Back at his studio, Oliver pieced together his documentary, weaving together stories of compassion, resilience, and unity from every corner of the globe. The film, titled The Legacy of Light, showcased how Ethan Hayes's teachings had shaped a world where kindness was celebrated, where people lifted each other up, and where every individual was empowered to make a difference. The documentary became a global sensation, reminding people of the values that connected them, of the humanity that bound them. Through his work, Oliver reminded the world that Ethan's legacy was not just a part of history. It was a living, breathing force that continued to inspire and guide people in their daily lives. On the closing shot of The Legacy of Light, the camera panned out from the Heart of Humanity, capturing the thousands of lights held by visitors standing in silent tribute. As the credits rolled, Ethan's most beloved words appeared on the screen. "Our greatest gift to the world is our kindness. Leave it everywhere you go." The documentary's impact was profound, sparking a renewed commitment to compassion worldwide. Schools, communities, and leaders held screenings, using it as a teaching tool and a source of inspiration. The film reminded people of the simple yet powerful message Ethan had lived by: that kindness was a gift they could offer every day, in every interaction. And as people continued to share Ethan's story, his light grew ever brighter, illuminating a path for those who sought to create a world of love and unity. In the years that followed, Ethan Hayes's legacy remained an unbreakable bond between people. His teachings had transcended generations, becoming part of a universal language, a reminder that each person, no matter how small their actions might seem, had the power to make a difference. And so, as the world moved forward, Ethan's light continued to guide them. Through every act of kindness, every choice to uplift rather than tear down, and every moment they chose love over fear, his legacy lived on. Ethan Hayes had shown humanity that compassion was not just a choice, but a promise to one another, a commitment to creating a world where everyone felt seen, valued, and loved. His life was a testament to the power of one person to ignite change, to inspire hope, and to leave a legacy that would endure forever. And as long as people carried his light within their hearts, as long as they believed in the promise of kindness, Ethan Hayes's legacy would remain, an eternal flame illuminating the world, one act of compassion at a time. Chapter 30. The Flame Within Us All. Years continued to roll by, but the flame of Ethan Hayes's legacy never dimmed. His life, once a story of personal resilience and kindness, had become a worldwide symbol, a quiet but unshakable force inspiring people across every age and background. From bustling cities to rural villages, Ethan's message was more than a memory. It was a movement, woven into the daily lives of those who believed in the power of compassion. One spring, in a small village in Norway, an elementary school teacher named Freya decided to organize a project to honor Day of Compassion in a unique way. Inspired by Ethan's legacy, she wanted to remind her students that kindness didn't require grand gestures. Sometimes, it was the simplest actions that made the biggest difference. Freya asked her students to keep a kindness journal, where they would record acts of kindness they either performed or witnessed each day. She called the project Ethan's Promise, a nod to the commitment Ethan had inspired in people around the world. At the end of the month, the students shared their stories with the class, reading from their journals. One child described how he had helped his younger brother learn to ride a bike, and another talked about comforting a friend who had been having a difficult day. Each story was a reminder of the many ways kindness could be expressed, and the students beamed with pride as they realized the impact of their actions. Freya was deeply moved by her students' stories and felt that they should be shared beyond the classroom. She compiled the children's entries and sent them to the Ethan Hayes Legacy Foundation, hoping to inspire others with their heartfelt reflections. The foundation was so touched by the children's words that they published Ethan's promise as a small book, distributing it to schools around the world. The stories within became a source of inspiration for countless other children, encouraging them to carry Ethan's promise forward in their own lives. The book was simple, filled with innocent observations and pure-hearted acts, but its impact was profound. In classrooms across the globe, students took up the challenge of keeping their own kindness journals, recording their acts of compassion and celebrating the difference they were making, one day at a time. Ethan's promise had found new life in these young hearts, reinforcing his vision for a compassionate world. As the years passed, Ethan's promise became an annual tradition in schools, hospitals, and community centers. People from all walks of life embraced the idea of documenting kindness, filling journals, websites, and social media with stories of compassion that spanned borders and bridged generations. The kindness journals reminded people that Ethan's legacy was not just a historical story but an ongoing mission that called for everyday courage and empathy. One autumn, a young woman named Rachel was inspired by Ethan's promise to create a documentary series called The Quiet Heroes. The series highlighted individuals who had dedicated their lives to compassionate causes, often without recognition. Rachel wanted to capture the essence of Ethan's values by telling the stories of people who, like him, believed that kindness was a force strong enough to change the world. Rachel traveled to nursing homes, schools, shelters, and refugee camps, meeting people who had found ways to make a difference despite adversity. She interviewed teachers who mentored struggling students, doctors who volunteered in remote villages, and ordinary people who performed extraordinary acts of kindness. Each person shared how Ethan's story had given them the strength to keep going, to continue making the world better, one act at a time. The series quickly gained a worldwide following, touching millions of viewers who saw in these quiet heroes a reflection of Ethan's spirit. The Quiet Heroes became more than a show. It became a reminder that within each person lay the potential to carry Ethan's light forward, to be a part of his legacy of compassion. At the Heart of Humanity Monument, visitors left notes of gratitude and pledges of kindness, renewing their commitment to Ethan's promise. One note read, "In honor of Ethan, I will listen more and judge less." Another promised, "I will help others feel seen, because Ethan taught us that no one should feel alone." The monument, once a tribute to a single man, had transformed into a testament to the power of humanity. It was a place where people came to reflect on their role in the world, to renew their faith in each other, and to pledge to carry Ethan's light wherever they went. On a warm evening during Day of Compassion, Eva, now an elder in the foundation and respected global leader, stood before the crowd at the monument, addressing the next generation of torchbearers who had gathered from all corners of the earth. "In each of you lies the spirit of Ethan Hayes," she said, her voice carrying over the crowd. "His legacy is not just a story, it's a call to action, a promise we make to ourselves and to each other. Every day, through every choice we make, we have the power to carry his light forward." Eva paused, looking out at the faces illuminated by candlelight. She saw the hope, the strength, and the compassion that had united them all in Ethan's memory. "Remember," she continued, "that the greatest impact we can make is often in the smallest acts of kindness. Every smile, every word of encouragement, every gesture of support adds to the legacy that Ethan began. His light lives on in each of us, in our promise to one another, and in the world we are building together." As the crowd rose in applause, Eva felt Ethan's presence all around her, a quiet, constant force, a reminder that his legacy was alive and well, carried forward by the hearts of millions. In the following years, the Ethan Hayes Legacy Foundation established a new initiative called Generation Compassion, a program designed to empower young people to create their own projects rooted in kindness and community service. The program offered mentorship, resources, and grants, encouraging the next generation to dream big and make a difference. Generation Compassion quickly became a global movement, with young leaders launching projects to address issues like homelessness, mental health, environmental preservation, and social justice. Each project, no matter how small or local, was a part of Ethan's vision, a reflection of his belief that everyone had the power to change the world. As Generation Compassion flourished, Ethan's light continued to spread, a torch passed from hand to hand, heart to heart, across generations. His legacy had become a living tapestry, a network of compassion that connected people from every background, bound by a shared commitment to a kinder, more compassionate world. And so, as the world looked to the future, they knew that the legacy of Ethan Hayes would endure. Through every challenge, every moment of doubt, and every new beginning, his light would remain a guiding force, a quiet, steady flame that reminded humanity of their greatest strength. Ethan Hayes had shown the world that kindness was more than an action. It was a promise, a way of life that held the power to transform, heal, and uplift. And as long as there were people willing to carry his light forward, his legacy would never fade. It would live on in every corner of the world, in every heart that chose love over fear, compassion over division, and unity over isolation. Ethan's light had become an eternal flame, a gift to the world that would illuminate the path toward a brighter, more compassionate future, a future that he had inspired, and that humanity would carry forward, one act of kindness at a time. Chapter 31. The World He Imagined. Ethan Hayes's vision continued to guide humanity, becoming a fundamental part of a world where compassion was cherished and kindness was the common language. His legacy was now a vibrant network of hearts and hands, individuals from all walks of life who believed in the transformative power of empathy, unity, and resilience. One winter, a major global event was planned to commemorate what would have been Ethan's 250th birthday. Leaders, educators, healthcare workers, artists, and families came together in cities around the world, creating what became known as the Global Day of Unity, a day-long celebration of Ethan's ideals. The foundation organized gatherings at every Heart of Humanity monument worldwide, each one a focal point for stories, music, and art inspired by Ethan's legacy. In every time zone, people gathered to celebrate, honoring him not just with words but with actions. Cleaning parks, feeding those in need, mentoring youth, and reaching out to strangers with simple gestures of kindness. In Paris, a renowned composer debuted a symphony called The Light of Ethan. The music, both powerful and serene, captured the journey of resilience and empathy that Ethan had inspired. The symphony wove together melodies from different cultures, representing how Ethan's message had transcended boundaries, uniting people in their shared belief in compassion. As the final notes echoed through the grand hall, the audience sat in stunned silence, moved to tears by the beauty and depth of the performance. Then, a standing ovation erupted, and people embraced one another, reminded of the universal connection they shared. The composer stepped forward, dedicating the piece to the spirit of kindness that Ethan Hayes gifted to the world. On the other side of the globe, a young engineer named Yuki in Tokyo was inspired by the Global Day of Unity to develop a digital experience that could further Ethan's legacy in a unique way. He created a virtual garden of kindness, an immersive world where users could plant digital seeds of compassion, each representing an act of kindness they had performed or witnessed. As users shared their stories, flowers bloomed, creating a sprawling, ever-growing digital landscape filled with messages of hope, resilience, and love. The Garden of Kindness became an instant phenomenon, with people from all backgrounds visiting daily to plant their acts of compassion. In no time, the digital garden flourished, filled with colorful blossoms and stories that reminded people of their power to make a difference. Schools used it as a tool to teach empathy, workplaces encouraged employees to contribute, and families shared it as a space to connect and reflect on the kindness they encountered each day. Each digital flower carried a note, small messages of encouragement, gratitude, and empathy from users all over the world. Together, they formed a living tapestry of Ethan's legacy, an endless garden that grew with every new act of kindness. In New York, at the original Heart of Humanity monument, families gathered for an outdoor festival. The monument itself was adorned with lights, each one representing a life touched by Ethan's story. Food trucks and music filled the park, and children ran freely, laughing and playing games centered around kindness and teamwork. As evening fell, an elder named Thomas, one of the last original fellows of the Ethan Hayes Legacy Foundation, took the stage. Thomas had devoted his life to the foundation, inspired by Ethan's message since he was a young man. His voice, though gentle, resonated with the wisdom of decades spent in service to others. Ethan Hayes dreamed of a world where kindness was not just something we practiced, but something we lived, Thomas began, his eyes scanning the crowd. A world where compassion was not a choice, but a way of being. Look around you. That world is here. It's within us, between us, and all around us. The crowd listened intently, their candles flickering in the twilight. He showed us that we are connected by an invisible thread, a thread of empathy, resilience, and hope. Tonight, as we celebrate his life, let us remember that his legacy lives within each of us. It is our light, our gift to the world. Let us carry it forward with the same love he showed us. As Thomas stepped down, the crowd rose in applause, united in their gratitude. And as they held their candles aloft, the park filled with a gentle warm glow, a reminder of the light Ethan had brought to the world. In the years that followed, Ethan's teachings became even more deeply woven into the world's foundations. The foundation launched new programs in collaboration with scientific and technological institutes, exploring ways to apply Ethan's principles to the next frontiers of human knowledge and innovation. From mental health support integrated into artificial intelligence to spaces that encouraged mindfulness and empathy in virtual reality, Ethan's influence touched every aspect of modern life. The world's educational systems adopted the Compassion Curriculum, a program that combined empathy, ethical decision-making, and community service into all levels of schooling. Children grew up learning about Ethan Hayes alongside historical figures and scientists, understanding that he had shaped not just history but the future as well. On the 300th anniversary of Ethan Hayes's birth, a monumental project was completed, a global archive called Echoes of Ethan, an interactive museum and digital experience dedicated to preserving his legacy. The archive housed thousands of personal accounts, photographs, letters, and videos from those whose lives had been touched by Ethan's teachings. It became a place of pilgrimage, where visitors could immerse themselves in Ethan's world, connecting with his story in a way that felt as real and immediate as if he were still with them. People from around the globe contributed to Echoes of Ethan, sharing their own stories of resilience, kindness, and transformation. The archive was not just a memorial. It was a living, evolving tribute to the way Ethan's light continued to ripple through the world. One family who visited Echoes of Ethan shared their experience. "We came here to honor a man we never met but who has changed our lives. Because of Ethan, our family believes in kindness as a way of life. We've taught our children that every action matters, that every choice to be kind strengthens our world." Generations passed, and the spirit of Ethan Hayes endured, an unbroken chain of compassion that spanned centuries. His story had become more than a legacy. It was a way of life, a silent but powerful force that had guided humanity through countless challenges and triumphs. In quiet moments, as people reflected on their lives, they would remember Ethan's message, that kindness was not just a fleeting act, but a lifelong commitment, a promise to lift one another up, to stand together, and to believe in the power of compassion. And so, as long as there were people willing to carry his light forward, Ethan Hayes's legacy would remain, a gentle, eternal flame, a gift of love and unity that would guide humanity through the ages, one act of kindness at a time. Ethan's world had indeed become the world he imagined, a world where compassion was celebrated, where hope flourished, and where each person, no matter who they were or where they came from, knew that they held within them the power to make a difference. Chapter 32. The World We Carry Forward. Centuries passed, but Ethan Hayes's legacy remained a constant, threading through generations like a quiet, guiding light. His vision of a compassionate world had not only taken root but blossomed, influencing countless lives and inspiring the systems, values, and cultures that humanity embraced. In a world shaped by his teachings, people found new ways to express kindness, resilience, and unity, building communities that honored the principles he had held dear. One summer, a young historian named Amina was preparing to write a comprehensive book on the influence of Ethan Hayes. Her project, titled The Tapestry of Kindness, aimed to document not only the historical significance of Ethan's life, but also the continued impact of his legacy across generations and continents. Amina traveled to various Heart of Humanity monuments worldwide, gathering stories and insights from people who had been personally touched by Ethan's message. She wanted to understand how his teachings had grown and adapted, becoming part of the fabric of everyday life in ways that transcended the boundaries of time and culture. At each monument, Amina saw the lasting impact of Ethan's light. She spoke to teachers, doctors, community leaders, scientists, and artists, all of whom were united by a shared commitment to kindness. Their stories filled her with a sense of wonder and purpose, a reminder that Ethan's dream had become a living, breathing reality. One of Amina's stops was in Nairobi, where she interviewed a group of young social workers who had formed a coalition called the Hayes Healers. Inspired by Ethan, they dedicated their work to providing mental health resources, housing support, and job training for underserved communities. Their approach was rooted in compassion, viewing every person they helped as part of an interconnected world that thrived on unity and empathy. One of the social workers, Kofi, explained how Ethan's story had influenced his career choice. "Ethan Hayes taught us that we are never alone in our struggles, Kofi told Amina. Every person we help is part of a larger family, and every act of kindness we give ripples out, changing lives in ways we may never see. This work, to me, is carrying forward his light. Amina was moved by Kofi's words. She included his story in her book, writing about how Ethan's legacy had not only inspired acts of kindness but had created new ways of thinking about community, support, and humanity itself. Another visit took Amina to a remote village in the Amazon, where indigenous communities had embraced Ethan's teachings to strengthen their bonds with each other and the environment. There, she met Maria, a young woman who had started an environmental initiative focused on sustainable farming, inspired by Ethan's belief in compassion extending to the earth. Maria's initiative, Roots of Unity, brought people together to share resources, plant trees, and preserve their natural habitat. The project honored Ethan's legacy by showing that kindness extended not only to humans but to all living things. Ethan taught us that the earth is a part of us, something we must protect for future generations, Maria explained. His story helped me understand that every choice we make has an impact. To carry forward his legacy means caring for our land as if it were family. Amina recorded Maria's words and included them in her book, writing about how Ethan's vision had helped people rediscover their connection to nature and to each other. Through Maria's story, Amina showed that Ethan's legacy was not just about relationships between people but about the sacred relationship between humanity and the planet. Back at the Heart of Humanity in New York, Amina joined a gathering where people had come together to celebrate Day of Compassion. She listened as families shared their personal stories, talking about how they lived Ethan's teachings in their daily lives. Children spoke with pride about their kindness journals, adults shared stories of resilience from their workplaces, and elders reflected on how Ethan's message had carried them through life's challenges. At one point, a young child named Leo, only 6 years old, raised his hand to speak. He held a small candle, his face serious as he shared his understanding of Ethan's legacy. "Ethan Hayes wanted us to be nice to each other," Leo said in a clear, confident voice. He said that being kind makes us strong, and that when we're nice, we can make the whole world a better place. "I want to be like Ethan when I grow up." The crowd applauded, touched by the simple yet profound words from someone so young. Amina watched, her heart full, realizing that Ethan's legacy had become so deeply ingrained that even children, those who had been born centuries after him, felt a personal connection to his teachings. As Amina continued her research, she began to see a powerful truth taking shape. Ethan's legacy was no longer just about him. His teachings had become a way of life, passed down and adapted by each generation, evolving to meet the needs of a changing world. Ethan's story was now a shared inheritance, a universal promise to one another that kindness would remain humanity's strongest bond. In the final chapter of her book, Amina reflected on how Ethan's light had transformed the world, not as a sudden change but as a gentle, steady force that had shaped lives, communities, and cultures over time. She wrote about the power of one person's vision, about the way Ethan's belief in humanity had created a movement that transcended generations. Her last words in the Tapestry of Kindness echoed Ethan's own, "Our greatest gift to the world is our kindness. Leave it everywhere you go." Amina's book became a timeless tribute to Ethan, a way of passing his legacy to future generations. Schools around the world included it in their curricula, ensuring that children would learn about Ethan's life alongside historical leaders, artists, and thinkers. Through her work, Amina had captured the essence of a legacy that had become eternal, a light that would continue to guide humanity. And so, as the world moved into the future, Ethan Hayes's light remained unextinguished. Through every act of kindness, every choice to support rather than divide, and every moment people shared in empathy and unity, his legacy lived on. The world Ethan had dreamed of was no longer a vision, it was a reality shaped by his teachings, a world where people found strength in compassion and connection. His life had proven that one person, through kindness, could change the course of history, and as long as people carried his light, his legacy would endure. Ethan's story had become a part of everyone's story, a testament to the limitless potential of humanity to heal, to connect, and to love. His journey was a reminder that kindness was the most powerful force in the universe, a gift that had the power to transcend time, bridging generations and building a future grounded in hope. As long as there were hearts willing to carry his light forward, Ethan Hayes's legacy would remain, a quiet, enduring flame that would illuminate the world for generations yet to come, reminding all who felt it that kindness was, and always would be, the greatest gift humanity could offer itself. Chapter 33. The Light That Endures. Years continued to pass, and the legacy of Ethan Hayes remained a guiding force, a steady presence woven into the fabric of everyday life. The world had changed in ways that even Ethan could not have imagined, yet his message of kindness, unity, and resilience remained steadfast, a beacon for all who sought to make a difference. The Global Day of Unity had become more than just an annual event. It was a unifying moment celebrated across countries, cultures, and generations. People came together to honor Ethan's memory by performing acts of kindness, sharing stories of resilience, and committing to uphold the principles that had once transformed the world. It was a day when strangers became friends, when communities came alive with shared purpose, and when the spirit of Ethan Hayes could be felt in every corner of the earth. One particular global day of unity, an interstellar broadcast was arranged, marking a new milestone in Ethan's legacy. Humanity's presence had expanded beyond Earth, with communities thriving on the Moon and Mars, and Ethan's values were reaching new frontiers. People in these new colonies gathered to participate in the celebration, just as people on Earth did, proving that his message of compassion was not limited by distance. The Foundation streamed a live broadcast from the heart of humanity on Earth to colonies on the Moon and Mars, uniting everyone in a shared moment of reflection and gratitude. In these far-reaching places, Ethan's teachings became a source of comfort and connection, reminding people of their roots, their humanity, and the commitment to kindness that transcended even the stars. On Mars, a young engineer named Kai watched the broadcast with a sense of awe. Raised in a community deeply influenced by Ethan's values, Kai had always felt connected to the ideals of unity and empathy. As he listened to speakers share stories from Earth, he felt a renewed commitment to his work, understanding that even in the vastness of space, the values of compassion and resilience mattered deeply. Inspired, Kai organized a project called Hands Across the Stars, an initiative where people from Earth and Mars could connect through stories of kindness, resilience, and shared experiences. The project became a bridge between worlds, a reminder that even across unimaginable distances, Ethan's light could unite people. As messages flowed back and forth between Earth and Mars, people shared their dreams, struggles, and hopes, creating a tapestry of stories that reflected Ethan's legacy. Each message was a promise that kindness knew no boundaries, that whether on Earth, the Moon, or Mars, humanity was bound by an invisible thread of compassion. Back on Earth, at the original Heart of Humanity Monument, a global gathering took place, uniting people in person and virtually in a celebration of the enduring spirit of Ethan Hayes. Families, educators, scientists, artists, and children all gathered around the monument, lighting candles and sharing memories of how Ethan's message had shaped their lives. One speaker, an elderly woman named Rosa, shared her own journey. She had been part of Generation Compassion as a young woman, starting a project that provided support for single parents in her community. Now, as she reflected on her life, she saw her grandchildren carry forward the same dedication to kindness and unity that had guided her. "Ethan Hayes taught me that kindness is a gift that multiplies," Rosa said, her voice filled with emotion. "I see his light in my children, my grandchildren, and in each of you gathered here today. His legacy is a promise that we carry forward, a reminder that our lives are richer when we give to others." Her words touched the crowd deeply, reminding them that Ethan's influence was not confined to the past. It was alive in every act of compassion they performed, in every choice to lift others up. In a quiet corner of the world, a young poet named Raphael felt inspired by Ethan's legacy to capture the beauty of humanity's journey in verse. His poem, "The Light Within," became a powerful expression of the impact Ethan had made. Raphael shared his poem on Echoes of Ethan, the digital archive dedicated to preserving and sharing stories inspired by Ethan's life. The poem resonated deeply, spreading across social platforms, news outlets, and classrooms, becoming a voice for the gratitude and unity people felt. His words captured the essence of Ethan's message, reminding people that, despite the challenges they faced, they carried within them a light that could change the world. "The Light Within," by Rafael Estrada. "In every heart, a spark resides, a light that reaches far and wide. It guides us through the darkest night, a flame of kindness, burning bright. From earth to stars, this flame extends, a bond of love that never ends. For though our paths may twist and bend, our hearts are joined, each friend to friend. So let us hold this light with care, a legacy of love to share. In every soul, the truth begins. The world we seek lies deep within." Raphael's poem became a beloved tribute, read at events, schools, and family gatherings, reminding people that the legacy of Ethan Hayes was alive in the light they carried within their own hearts. As the years turned into centuries, Ethan Hayes's story continued to inspire new generations. His teachings were embedded in the foundations of society, shaping every aspect of life, from the way people learned and worked to the way they treated each other and the world around them. Through every change, every advancement, and every challenge, the memory of Ethan Hayes remained a constant, a reminder of humanity's shared purpose. His life had proven that kindness could bridge any distance, overcome any hardship, and build a world where compassion was the most powerful force. Ethan's vision had outgrown him, becoming a part of humanity's core. His legacy was now a promise shared across worlds, a flame that would never extinguish, carried forward by the billions of hearts that believed in his dream. And so, as people looked to the future, they knew that the world was forever brighter because one man had dared to believe in the power of kindness. His light would endure, illuminating the way for all who sought to live with compassion and hope, reminding them that, together, they could create a world of boundless love and unity. Ethan Hayes's journey was no longer just his own, it was humanity's, a legacy of light that would guide them across time, space, and beyond, one act of kindness at a time. Chapter 34. The Promise Fulfilled. As humanity ventured deeper into the cosmos, settling on planets, moons, and even in floating cities orbiting distant stars, Ethan Hayes's legacy remained a guiding force, lighting the way for generations who had never set foot on Earth. His teachings had become an unbreakable bond, connecting people across time and space through the universal language of kindness. The Global Day of Unity had evolved into the Interstellar Day of Compassion, a celebration that reached every inhabited part of the galaxy. From Earth to the farthest colonies, people of all backgrounds gathered to honor Ethan's vision. Schools and communities organized acts of kindness, while scientists and innovators shared their latest projects inspired by Ethan's teachings on empathy, resilience, and connection. On a quiet lunar outpost, a young girl named Mira sat by a window overlooking the vastness of space. She was holding a small book given to her by her grandmother, titled The Story of Ethan Hayes. Though Mira had heard his name many times, this was her first time reading about his life in depth. As she turned each page, learning about Ethan's journey from a single man struggling against adversity to a global symbol of compassion, Mira felt a spark ignite within her. His story spoke to her as if he were standing right beside her, encouraging her to make a difference in her own way. Mira looked out at the stars, imagining the countless people who had been inspired by Ethan's message. She felt a sense of connection that transcended the coldness of space, a reminder that no matter how far humanity had traveled, Ethan's light was with them, woven into the very essence of who they were. She turned to her grandmother, who was sitting nearby. "Do you think we can still make a difference, even out here?" Mira asked, her voice filled with wonder. Her grandmother smiled, placing a hand on Myra's shoulder. "Absolutely, my dear. Ethan believed that kindness has no limits. He showed us that every small act matters, no matter where we are. His light is within each of us, even here, so far from where his journey began." Inspired by her grandmother's words, Mira decided to start a kindness project on the outpost, encouraging her fellow settlers to support one another, celebrate each other's strengths, and stay connected despite the isolation of their surroundings. The project, which Mira named Stars of Unity, became a cherished tradition on the outpost, helping its residents feel a little closer to each other and to Earth. Back on Earth, at the Heart of Humanity Monument, a young professor named Elena was giving a lecture to a group of students from around the world. Elena was part of the Hayes Institute for Compassionate Leadership, a prestigious program dedicated to training the next generation of leaders in empathy-driven governance, science, and education. As she spoke, Elena shared the story of how Ethan Hayes had transformed the world, showing that compassion could be a foundation for society. "Ethan Hayes understood that our greatest strength lies in lifting each other up," Elena said, her voice resonant with conviction. "He believed that true progress is measured not by wealth or power, but by how we care for one another. Each of us has the power to carry his legacy forward, to create a world that honors the dignity and humanity of all." After her lecture, a student raised his hand. "Professor, do you think Ethan would be proud of where we are today?" Elena smiled, looking out at the diverse faces of her students. "I believe he would be. Ethan would see his spirit alive in every act of kindness, every moment of unity that brings us closer together. His legacy isn't just a memory, it's a living promise, one we fulfill every time we choose compassion over division." The students left the lecture inspired, understanding that they, too, were part of Ethan's story, a story that belonged to everyone who believed in the power of kindness to shape the future. As the Interstellar Day of Compassion unfolded across the galaxy, a group of leaders gathered virtually from Earth, Mars, the lunar colonies, and other distant settlements to discuss how to further integrate Ethan's principles into the foundations of interplanetary governance. They dreamed of creating a universal charter of compassion, a guiding document that would enshrine Ethan's values in the laws and policies of every human settlement, ensuring that compassion remained at the heart of human civilization. Each representative shared stories of how Ethan's teachings had influenced their communities, from schools and healthcare to governance and technology. One leader from a Martian colony recounted how Ethan's legacy had transformed their approach to environmental stewardship, ensuring that their expansion on Mars was sustainable and respectful of the planet's natural beauty. A scientist from a lunar outpost spoke of how Ethan's teachings on empathy had guided their research, fostering a spirit of collaboration and support among scientists from different cultures and backgrounds. And an educator from Earth described how children in her school celebrated Ethan's legacy by performing daily acts of kindness, building a culture of care that had strengthened their community. Together, they drafted the Universal Charter of Compassion, outlining a set of principles inspired by Ethan's vision: respect for all life, unity in diversity, empathy-driven leadership, and a commitment to sustainable and ethical development. The charter was signed and celebrated across human settlements, becoming a promise to carry forward Ethan's light, no matter where humanity traveled. As the sun set on another interstellar day of compassion, millions of people across the stars lit candles, lanterns, and digital lights, each one a tribute to Ethan Hayes. They held their lights high, symbolizing the promise to uphold his values, to continue his work, and to pass his legacy to the generations yet to come. On Mars, at a gathering by a scenic overlook, Kai, the engineer who had started Hands Across the Stars, looked out over the red plains and felt an overwhelming sense of connection. Here he was, on a distant planet, yet he felt as if Ethan's spirit were beside him, a quiet, steady presence reminding him of the power he held to make a difference. Kai closed his eyes and whispered a simple vow, "Ethan, I promise to carry your light forward, no matter how far from Earth I go." On Earth, at the heart of humanity, Elena led the crowd in a collective promise, inviting people from every settlement and outpost to join. They spoke in unison, their voices filled with reverence and hope. "In honor of Ethan Hayes, we promise to carry forward his light. We pledge to live with compassion, to lift each other up, and to create a world where kindness is our greatest strength. We are his legacy, and as long as we breathe, his light will never fade." Their words echoed across the stars, a vow that transcended worlds, uniting humanity in a shared commitment to Ethan's dream. In the years and centuries that followed, Ethan Hayes's legacy continued to flourish, becoming an integral part of human identity. His story was told in classrooms on Earth and in lunar settlements, in Martian colonies and in space stations orbiting distant stars. The values he had championed became humanity's compass, guiding them as they ventured into unknown frontiers. Ethan Hayes's light, once a single spark, had become a radiant flame that illuminated the path for all. His life had shown that one person's compassion could ripple out, touching hearts across generations, connecting lives across galaxies, and building a future grounded in love and unity. And so, as long as humanity looked to the stars, as long as they held kindness in their hearts, Ethan's legacy would endure, a beacon of hope, a testament to the strength of the human spirit, and a promise that kindness was, and always would be, humanity's greatest gift. Through every challenge, every triumph, and every journey yet to come, Ethan Hayes's light would remain, an eternal flame guiding humanity toward a future built on compassion, resilience, and boundless love. Chapter 35. The Galaxy United. As centuries passed, the teachings of Ethan Hayes continued to ripple through space and time, shaping not only how humanity treated one another but how they approached the vast unknowns of the cosmos. Ethan's legacy had become a guiding principle not only for people on Earth but for human colonies scattered across the galaxy. His teachings on compassion, unity, and resilience served as the foundation for interstellar society, fostering a universal culture of kindness. With each passing generation, Ethan's story evolved, taking on new dimensions as humanity reached farther into the universe. In every colony, from the luminous cities on the moons of Jupiter to the quiet research stations orbiting distant stars, people carried forward his message. Ethan's principles were written into interstellar charters, woven into education systems, and enshrined in celebrations that transcended planetary boundaries. One of the most remarkable advancements inspired by Ethan's teachings was the formation of the Galactic Coalition of Compassion, an interplanetary organization that united the colonies with Earth in a commitment to uphold Ethan's values. The coalition served as both a governing body and a beacon of hope, ensuring that empathy, ethical stewardship, and cooperation remained central to human progress. Each year, the coalition held a gathering at the heart of humanity on Earth, bringing together representatives from colonies across the stars. This annual event, known as the Gathering of Light, symbolized humanity's shared commitment to Ethan's vision. Leaders, scientists, educators, artists, and children from every settlement attended, each carrying a unique light that represented the spirit of their community. On the day of the gathering, these lights were placed around the monument, creating a brilliant mosaic that illuminated the grounds. People across the galaxy tuned in to watch the ceremony, inspired by the sight of their collective light, a radiant testament to the unity Ethan had dreamed of. One year, at the Gathering of Light, a young leader from the Andromeda settlement, named Arya, was invited to give the keynote address. Arya had grown up on a distant world but had been raised on the values and teachings of Ethan Hayes. She saw her role not just as a leader, but as a torchbearer of his legacy, determined to bring kindness and unity to her far-flung community. As she stood before the crowd, Arya's voice was filled with strength and conviction. "We are here today because one man believed in the power of kindness," she began. "Ethan Hayes showed us that compassion is not limited by borders, by planets, or by light years. His legacy has brought us together, binding us across time and space. We are united not just by our origins, but by our shared commitment to uphold his vision for a world, and a galaxy, built on love, empathy, and resilience." She paused, looking out at the gathering, her gaze steady and filled with hope. "As we continue to explore the universe, let us remember that every world we touch, every society we build, is a chance to live out Ethan's promise. His light lives in each of us, and it is our responsibility to carry it forward, to let it guide us in all that we do." The crowd erupted into applause, moved by Arya's words and inspired by the reminder that they were all part of something greater, an interstellar family bound by a legacy that transcended worlds. After the speech, a group of children from colonies on Mars and the moons of Saturn performed a song titled "The Light We Carry." The song, written for the occasion, was a heartfelt tribute to Ethan's enduring influence. Its lyrics spoke of unity across the stars, of kindness as a universal language, and of the hope that connected every human, regardless of where they called home. As their voices rose in harmony, those gathered felt a sense of connection that defied distance and time. The song's final lines echoed Ethan's teachings. "Across the stars, we find our way, through love that lights both night and day. We carry forth this legacy. In kindness, we are truly free." The song became an anthem for the Coalition, a reminder that Ethan's vision had become the foundation of an interstellar civilization grounded in compassion. Back in the Andromeda settlement, Arya returned to her people inspired to create an initiative that would honor Ethan's legacy in a new way. She founded the Unity Project, a community-driven platform where people could collaborate on solutions to improve the lives of those within and beyond their colonies. The project encouraged individuals to share resources, exchange knowledge, and offer support across planets and systems. The Unity Project soon became a cornerstone of life in the settlement, empowering people to work together to solve challenges such as sustainable agriculture, mental health support, and environmental preservation. Through the platform, distant communities helped one another, sharing insights and resources as if they were next-door neighbors. Arya's project reminded people that, even in the vastness of space, they were never truly alone. They were united by a shared purpose and by a commitment to a compassionate world. Ethan's light, once just a spark, had grown into a network of resilience that spanned galaxies. Back on Earth, at the heart of humanity, the Foundation introduced an interactive experience called Echoes Across the Stars, a digital repository where people could record their stories of compassion and resilience. The repository allowed individuals from different worlds to share how Ethan's teachings had shaped their lives, creating a tapestry of stories that celebrated the impact of his legacy across generations. One evening, a mother and daughter from Earth visited the Heart of Humanity, exploring the Echoes Across the Stars exhibit. As they read stories from people on Mars, the Moon, and beyond, they felt a profound sense of connection. "Mom," the daughter said softly, "it's amazing to think that people so far away are inspired by the same things we are." Her mother smiled, placing an arm around her. "That's the beauty of what Ethan Hayes believed. He showed us that kindness isn't limited by where we live or who we are. It's something we all share, no matter how far apart we may be." Together, they left a message in the exhibit, adding their own story to the growing collection. Their message read, "Thank you, Ethan, for showing us that love has no boundaries. Your light guides us, across stars and generations." As the years continued to pass, Ethan's story became a cherished part of human history, taught to every child, celebrated in every community, and honored in every new settlement. His legacy remained an unbreakable bond, a reminder of humanity's shared purpose. On the 500th anniversary of Ethan Hayes's birth, an unprecedented gathering took place. People from all inhabited worlds convened, physically and digitally, at the heart of humanity. The gathering was the largest in human history, uniting countless voices in a collective tribute to the man who had shown them the way. Standing together under the starlit sky, each person held a light, a symbol of their commitment to carry Ethan's legacy forward. And as they looked to the heavens, they felt a profound sense of gratitude and connection, knowing that his vision would continue to guide them into the future. In that moment, they understood that Ethan Hayes's legacy was more than a story. It was a promise, an eternal flame that would light the path for generations yet to come. As they raised their lights together, a quiet pledge rippled through the galaxy, echoing across time and space. In kindness, we are one. In love, we are bound. In unity, we are infinite. And so, as humanity continued to explore the universe, Ethan Hayes's legacy endured, a beacon of hope and compassion that would shine forever, a testament to the power of one person's vision and to the boundless light they had gifted to the world. Chapter 36. The Infinite Horizon. As the centuries turned to millennia, humanity spread across the cosmos, forming a vast interstellar civilization. Ethan Hayes's legacy, now woven into the very essence of human culture, remained an unwavering guide. His teachings had evolved, passed down and adapted by countless generations, but the core of his message, kindness, unity, and resilience, continued to resonate, a force as constant as the stars themselves. The Galactic Coalition of Compassion had grown, spanning not only human settlements but also incorporating other species they encountered on distant worlds. Ethan's legacy had laid a foundation for peaceful contact, and his vision had fostered a respect for all life, uniting beings who once had little in common. In one of the Coalition's vast floating cities, a council gathering was held to honor Ethan's legacy, bringing together representatives from each known world. Among them was a young ambassador named Lyra, whose family line traced back to the early settlers on Mars. Lyra had grown up immersed in stories of Ethan Hayes and carried his teachings in her heart, seeing her role as a continuation of the legacy he had begun. Standing before the council, Lyra addressed the assembly. "We are gathered here, in this moment, because of one person's unwavering belief in kindness," Lyra began, her voice strong and clear. "Ethan Hayes showed us that no matter the distance, no matter the differences between us, compassion can unite. Today, across countless worlds and countless lives, we are a living testament to his dream." As she spoke, the council members nodded, feeling the profound impact of her words. Lyra's speech was a reminder that, even as they explored new galaxies and encountered diverse beings, Ethan's values provided a shared foundation, a promise to build a compassionate universe. One day, a message arrived from an exploration vessel that had reached the outer edges of the known universe. The vessel's crew had discovered an intelligent civilization, vastly different from humanity but bound by similar values of unity and empathy. As they exchanged knowledge with the civilization, the explorers shared the story of Ethan Hayes and his teachings, hoping to build a bridge of mutual respect. To their astonishment, the beings they encountered responded with enthusiasm, relating deeply to the values Ethan had championed. They, too, had leaders in their ancient history who had preached compassion as a path to peace. Inspired, the explorers and their newfound allies crafted a treaty known as the Accord of Light, establishing an alliance based on shared ideals of kindness, unity, and respect for all life. The Accord of Light became a historic milestone, symbolizing humanity's first interstellar alliance grounded in the values that Ethan Hayes had believed in so fervently. His light, once limited to Earth, now reached into the farthest reaches of the universe, connecting worlds and civilizations that span stars. Back on Earth, at the original heart of humanity, a quiet but profound ritual continued. Each year, people gathered to share stories of kindness and resilience, adding new pledges to the monument's growing collection. The monument itself had been enhanced with advanced holographic technology, allowing it to project Ethan's teachings into the sky, a constant reminder of his enduring influence. Families, friends, and strangers visited the monument, leaving small tokens of gratitude. They recorded their voices in the echoes across the star's exhibit, sharing how Ethan's message had touched their lives. The archive, now a digital marvel, housed generations of stories, each a tribute to the legacy that had shaped countless lives. One evening, a young couple arrived at the monument with their newborn child. Standing before the glowing display, they made a pledge to raise their child in the spirit of Ethan's teachings. Holding their baby close, they recorded a message. "Ethan, your light has guided us through centuries. We promise to pass your teachings to our child, to raise them with kindness and compassion, so that your legacy will live on in yet another generation." As they finished, their voices were saved within the archive, a new promise added to the collection that had grown across millennia. Meanwhile, on a distant colony orbiting a binary star system, a scientist named Eli was working on a project inspired by Ethan's belief in unity. Eli's work focused on creating sustainable environments within extreme conditions, ensuring that all of humanity's settlements could thrive while respecting the natural world around them. His project, called the Green Light Initiative, introduced ecosystems to planets and moons once deemed uninhabitable, restoring barren landscapes to vibrant life. Eli's work was a tribute to Ethan's teachings on compassion extending to all forms of existence, a reminder that humanity's future depended on its commitment to ethical stewardship of the universe. Standing among lush greenery on a once barren moon, Eli felt a profound sense of fulfillment. The land around him, now teeming with life, was a symbol of humanity's promise to create and not destroy, to bring life and harmony wherever they went. In that quiet moment, he whispered his gratitude to Ethan Hayes, knowing that the light Ethan had sparked centuries ago continued to guide his hands. As humanity continued its journey across the stars, Ethan's legacy remained a bridge across cultures, species, and galaxies. His teachings had become humanity's compass, a guide that reminded people of their potential for good, of their shared responsibility to uplift one another and protect all forms of life. On the 1,000th anniversary of Ethan Hayes's birth, the entire galaxy celebrated, marking the occasion with lights that illuminated every settlement, space station, and colony. In each place, people held up their lights in silent tribute, looking up at the stars, feeling connected to every soul who believed in Ethan's dream. The Galactic Coalition of Compassion organized a universal gathering, inviting beings from every known civilization to participate. Messages from far and wide filled the coalition's network, each one a testament to Ethan's influence. Some wrote about how his teachings had transformed their communities, while others simply expressed gratitude for the light his story had brought to their lives. At the end of the celebration, representatives from Earth and beyond gathered at the heart of humanity. The monument, now one of the oldest standing structures on Earth, glowed with the warmth of 1,000 candles and holographic lights. As the crowd stood together, hands clasped, they renewed their collective pledge to uphold Ethan's teachings. And in a single unified voice that echoed across galaxies, they spoke. "In honor of Ethan Hayes, we carry forward his light. We pledge to live with compassion, to protect all life, and to create a world where kindness reigns supreme. Across stars and time, we are bound by his legacy, and as long as we breathe, his light will guide us." As their voices faded into the night, the stars above seemed to shine a little brighter, as if acknowledging the promise humanity had made to Ethan Hayes all those centuries ago. Ethan's light, once a single spark, had become an eternal flame, a gift that spanned not only generations but entire galaxies. His life had proven that kindness was the strongest force in the universe, a force that transcended time, space, and species. And as long as there were hearts willing to carry his message forward, his legacy would endure. In every colony, every family, and every life touched by Ethan's teachings, his story lived on. It was no longer just a memory or a historical account. It was humanity's most cherished truth, a reminder that they were all connected, that love and compassion could bridge any distance, and that their future would forever be bright as long as they carried the light of Ethan Hayes. Through every exploration, every new horizon, and every moment of triumph and challenge, Ethan's legacy would remain, guiding humanity toward a future where kindness knew no bounds. And so, as people looked to the stars, they knew that the light of Ethan Hayes would be with them always, an eternal promise fulfilled, a legacy that would shine across the universe, illuminating paths unknown and uniting all who believed in the boundless power of compassion. Chapter 37. A Legacy Beyond the Stars. In the millennia that followed, humanity continued its journey through the cosmos, discovering new worlds, encountering new life forms, and pushing the boundaries of existence. Yet amid all the technological and scientific marvels, the teachings of Ethan Hayes remained a grounding force, a compass guiding civilization to honor its commitment to kindness, unity, and compassion. On the 10,000th anniversary of the Global Day of Unity, the Galactic Coalition of Compassion organized an unparalleled gathering across thousands of planets, moons, and space stations. Broadcasts from every corner of the galaxy shared stories, music, and messages of gratitude, a tribute to the values Ethan had instilled in humanity all those eons ago. In the heart of the Andromeda Galaxy, a young explorer named Mira, named after the lunar child who first dreamed of connecting with others through Ethan's light, was part of an expedition reaching the galaxy's outermost edge. She had grown up with Ethan's teachings, just as every child had for millennia, and she carried his values with her, seeing her mission not only as a quest for knowledge but as an opportunity to extend humanity's compassionate spirit. On the journey, her vessel made contact with a new civilization that communicated not through words but through harmonic frequencies. Intrigued, Mira shared the story of Ethan Hayes, hoping his message of kindness could bridge the gap between their two species. As she played recordings of humanity's journey, the beings responded with their own melodies, creating a harmonic exchange that resonated deeply within the crew. In time, the explorers and their newfound allies composed a symphony together, a harmonious blending of sound that symbolized the unity Ethan had envisioned. The symphony, called Echoes of Eternity, became a celebrated piece throughout the galaxy, symbolizing the profound connection between humanity and the beings they encountered. Echoes of Eternity was more than music. It was a universal expression of empathy, the manifestation of Ethan's belief that kindness could bridge even the widest divides. Back on Earth, at the original Heart of Humanity monument, the centuries had left it untouched, preserved as a symbol of humanity's unwavering commitment to Ethan's ideals. The monument was now a sacred place, drawing pilgrims from every known civilization who came to reflect, learn, and celebrate the values Ethan had left behind. Every decade, the Coalition hosted a ceremony of reflection at the monument, inviting representatives from each known world to share stories of how Ethan's teachings had influenced their people. This year, leaders from both human and non-human civilizations gathered, each sharing a piece of their culture's understanding of kindness and unity. Among them was a representative from a distant world in the Sagittarius arm of the Milky Way, a being whose culture saw light as sacred. Their people believed that light symbolized the inner strength within each life form, a force that brought clarity and connected all beings across space and time. "Our people have long revered the power of light," the representative said, their voice resonant and melodic. "Ethan Hayes has shown us that kindness is the purest form of light. It shines within us all, uniting us across distances unimaginable. Through him, we have learned that our light is stronger together." The words moved the gathering to silent reflection. Here on Earth, in the presence of beings from galaxies far and wide, Ethan's dream had reached its fullest realization, a universe united not by force or conquest, but by compassion and mutual respect. In an orbital city above Earth, a young historian named Liana was completing her life's work, a chronicle that traced the history of Ethan Hayes' influence on humanity and beyond. Titled The Eternal Flame, Liana's work combined the teachings, testimonials, and philosophies that had emerged across generations, creating an anthology of kindness that spanned galaxies. In her final chapter, Liana included personal stories she had gathered from children across worlds, each one sharing what Ethan's legacy meant to them. The simplicity and sincerity of their words reminded her that, no matter how vast the universe had become, the essence of Ethan's teachings remained accessible to all. One child, a resident of a small colony orbiting Alpha Centauri, wrote, "Ethan's story is like a warm blanket for the universe. It reminds us that we are all part of the same family, even if we live on different stars." Another child from a distant asteroid settlement wrote, "Kindness is like the stars. It goes on forever, just like Ethan said." As she read through these reflections, Liana felt a sense of pride and hope, knowing that Ethan's teachings had become as universal as the stars themselves. His legacy was no longer just a memory. It was a shared language, an understanding that every life, every action, and every choice mattered. As humanity looked further into the universe, the Coalition built a new monument, one that would reach across the galaxies. Known as the Beacon of Unity, this structure was constructed in a region of space visible to nearly every known civilization. Powered by solar energy and advanced light technology, the beacon emitted a gentle glow, visible from countless planets and colonies, a symbol of Ethan's teachings. The Beacon of Unity became a landmark, a point of reference that travelers could see from light years away. Its gentle light pulsed with a rhythmic frequency that echoed Ethan's original message, "Our greatest gift to the universe is our kindness. Let us leave it everywhere we go." The beacon stood as a silent guardian, a symbol of unity, and a reminder of the power of one person's vision to shape the destiny of entire civilizations. As new species encountered the beacon, they learned about Ethan Hayes and his legacy, becoming part of a movement that transcended time, culture, and even the boundaries of life as humanity understood it. In the eons that followed, Ethan's story became indistinguishable from the story of humanity itself. His legacy had transformed from a single man's journey to the foundation of an interstellar civilization grounded in compassion, empathy, and respect for all life. On the furthest edges of explored space, Travelers would sometimes pause to look back at the Beacon of Unity, knowing that it was more than a landmark. It was a promise that kindness would guide them, no matter how far they traveled or how much the universe expanded. The beacon's light, a gentle pulse in the darkness, reminded them that they were never alone, that they were connected to something greater, something unbreakable. It was a testament to the unifying power of love and the enduring strength of Ethan Hayes's legacy. And so, as humanity continued its journey across the stars, the light of Ethan Hayes burned on, an eternal flame that would illuminate the universe for all eternity, guiding beings of all kinds toward a future built on compassion, resilience, and boundless hope. Chapter 38. The Light Within. The eons passed, and civilizations continued to grow and evolve. Yet, despite the technological advancements and the ever-expanding boundaries of human exploration, Ethan Hayes's legacy remained the constant foundation upon which societies built their values. Across the universe, the teachings of kindness, unity, and resilience were embedded in laws, educational systems, and cultural practices, woven into the fabric of life for countless beings. The Beacon of Unity, visible to countless worlds, served as a testament to the enduring power of Ethan's message. Its rhythmic pulse, a soft glow in the vastness of space, became a point of orientation and reflection for travelers, a symbol of peace for explorers venturing into unknown realms. The beacon's presence, however, was more than symbolic. It became an intergalactic sanctuary, a place of pilgrimage where beings from across galaxies came to reflect, find solace, and reconnect with the core values that united them. Entire civilizations, both human and non-human, treated the beacon as a hallowed space, a shared reminder of the promise that all beings carried within themselves, a promise of kindness, empathy, and hope. On one such pilgrimage, a young poet named Alara from a far-reaching galaxy arrived at the Beacon of Unity. Her people were known for their rich oral traditions, and she had been tasked with creating an epic poem that would encapsulate the spirit of the coalition's shared values. For days, Alara sat beneath the beacon's light, absorbing the stories of travelers from other worlds who had also come to honor Ethan's legacy. Inspired by the stories she heard and the quiet strength of the beacon's glow, Alara composed a verse that would become a universal anthem. In the darkness, a light was sparked, a single flame that left its mark. It grew and spread from soul to soul, uniting all in one shared goal. The anthem, known as The Light Within, was soon shared across the galaxies. Children in schools learned its lines, communities recited it in times of joy and struggle, and it became a song that people sang in every language, celebrating the boundless power of compassion. Meanwhile, on a distant planet orbiting a binary star, an artist named Theo began creating a visual masterpiece inspired by Ethan's legacy. Theo's work, known as The Path of Stars, depicted the journey of humanity and its allies as they ventured into the unknown, each new star representing a moment of connection, an act of kindness, or a breakthrough in understanding. Theo used advanced holographic technology to bring the artwork to life. The Path of Stars was not just a static image but a living mural that evolved with the contributions of viewers. Each person who visited could add a new star to the mural, leaving behind their own message of compassion or recounting an act of kindness they had experienced. The mural became a galactic treasure, a piece of living history that documented the journey of countless beings united by Ethan's teachings. As visitors added their stars, they became part of a legacy that transcended time and space, connecting them with the millions who had come before them. Back on Earth, at the original Heart of Humanity Monument, a once-in-a-millennium gathering was held. Representatives from every known world and civilization gathered in person and virtually, creating the most expansive assembly in the history of the Coalition. This gathering, known as the Great Convergence, was dedicated to celebrating Ethan's vision and reaffirming the Coalition's commitment to his teachings. One of the event's highlights was the unveiling of the Storykeeper, an advanced AI archive that contained every documented story, poem, song, and pledge related to Ethan's legacy. The Storykeeper allowed people to explore the rich history of compassion, unity, and resilience that had been cultivated across the cosmos. Its purpose was to serve as both a record and a guide, a source of inspiration for future generations. As part of the Great Convergence, each representative took an oath before the Storykeeper, promising to uphold Ethan's vision and pass it forward to their people. Together, they pledged, "In honor of Ethan Hayes, we vow to carry his light forward. We will walk with compassion, lead with empathy, and ensure that every star, every life, knows the warmth of unity and kindness." The oath reverberated across the galaxy, a solemn commitment that bound the Coalition in a shared promise that would endure for ages. As the millennia continued to pass, Ethan Hayes's legacy became a mythic story for some, a historical truth for others, and a spiritual guide for all. His teachings reached a point where they were no longer attributed to any single person but were seen as a collective journey, a universal truth embedded in the very fabric of existence. On the anniversary of the Great Convergence, a group of scientists, poets, and philosophers gathered at the Beacon of Unity to discuss the meaning of Ethan's legacy in the context of humanity's continued expansion into the unknown. They marveled at how a single person's life had sparked an unending movement that had shaped the trajectory of countless civilizations. One of the philosophers, an elder named Kaya, shared her reflections with the group. Ethan Hayes's legacy reminds us that every life, no matter how small, has the potential to change the universe, she said. He showed us that compassion is not a path we walk alone, but a journey we undertake together. His story has become part of our own, a promise we keep not out of duty but out of love. Her words resonated deeply, leaving the gathering in quiet contemplation. They realized that Ethan's teachings had become like the stars themselves, eternal, illuminating, and endlessly vast. In the farthest reaches of known space, beyond the last inhabited colony, explorers occasionally reported seeing the beacon's light. To them, it was more than a navigational marker, it was a reminder of home, of the values that united them with every being across the galaxies. One such explorer, drifting in deep space, sent a message back to Earth. In the silence of the stars, I see the beacon, and I remember that I am not alone. Ethan's light reaches even here, guiding me. His legacy is the universe's greatest gift, a reminder that no matter where we are bound by kindness. And so, as the universe expanded, Ethan Hayes's legacy continued to grow, reaching new worlds, inspiring new lives, and reminding every being that kindness was the foundation of existence. His teachings had become a thread in the fabric of the cosmos, a light that would shine across eons, guiding all who sought a future built on compassion and unity. Ethan's story, once a single spark, had become the infinite horizon, a legacy beyond measure, a light that would never fade. Through every journey, every act of kindness, and every choice to unite rather than divide, his spirit lived on, a beacon for all time.